Podcast ini dibawa khas oleh air, udara dan freedom. Ya, hargailah semua perkara asas ini kerana tidak semua negara yang mempunyai senasib seperti kita di Singapura. And now on to the show. Kembali, ya, tanya kepada mereka yang sudilah mendengar. Aku very affected lah dengan recent crisis dekat Singapore. Singapore pula, sorry. So affected that I thought what will happen if it's in Singapore. Minta maaf eh. Pasal aku tengok diorang punya resilientness dekat negeri-negeri Timur Tengah. Aku kagum lah. And we are not just talking about the recent Gaza punya kejadian lah. It is all happening year and round lah. Okay, we are kalau kau banyak luangkan waktu tengok makanan punya channel eh. Things like where do you find the cheapest food, the cheapest street food. Where can you get like luxury item for less than $2? But can you get food for less than 2 cents? Yes, I kid you not eh. Dekat Lebanon ada eh. Because of the inflation yang rabak gila negeri dorang. Satu roti tu harga dia cuma 1 sen aja. And yet they can still survive. Surprise kan? They are only charging rakyat-rakyat kat situ eh 1 sen je. And the funny part is eh, dia so macam mana eh, tahap resilient diorang tu level 999 lah, habis lah. And diorang tak nak increase harga dia pun. So kalau korang tengok channel Best Ever Food Review eh, you will know what I mean lah. So aku just kasih korang dengar sikit eh dia punya clipping eh.
In Tripoli, I was with a woman who was explaining that the bread they're making, they used to charge around 70 cents for it, and now they charge less than 1 cent. He's making 5,000 pieces of bread a day. He's not crushing it. Like, this has really destroyed his business in a way, and who knows if it will go on to the next generation.
There's been a horrible inflation, basically. I mean, $1 was 1,500 Lebanese pounds. Now it's more than 100,000 Lebanese pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, so imagine the people still earning their salary in Lebanese pounds. Horrible, right? And all the jobs are affecting my own father. Like, he can't access a lot of his money that he earned through decades.
It's my worst nightmare. Like, you work your whole life, you save, and then through no fault of your own, it's all taken away from you.
Dampak tu. Kau just imagine eh. Kita, everything kita buat sekarang, kita save, kita kemut tu, kemut ni, tak nak beli tu, tak nak beli ni. Kita ingat, kita nak simpan untuk masa depan. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing because kau merancang kau punya masa depan with the peace that we have, peace time we have. There's no war, there's no economic crisis yang terlampau ketara yang kita tidak boleh hadapi. At the end of the day, kalau kita nak rasa feeling kaya lah kan eh, kita pergi seberang tambak aje. Walaupun kita pun pekerjaan kita sama je kan, tapi kita pergi seberang tambak because our punya dollar is stronger than their ringgit. It's a known fact lah eh. Sama juga dengan kita punya neighbours, they come over to work here. And kesian kan orang-orang kat Lebanon ni, diorang ada yang pun same mentality macam kita, kerja bertahun-tahun, simpan duit dalam bank. In the end, all those saving worth nothing lah. But because of inflation, because of COVID, you know, peperangan. And korang tahu tak, in Lebanon, 2/3 of the resident, they don't live in Lebanon. Ini yang korang mungkin find it as a surprise. Aku pun terperanjat lah. No wonder we see around the world, kita nampak, where are you from? I'm from Lebanon. Even Abah Saad pun from Lebanon. Kan? Then he moved to Australia. So he did that. He moved to Australia. Then barulah hidup dia selesa sikit lah. Kan? Kau dengar sikit aku nak buka satu klip ni.
One great thing about Lebanese people is we're very adaptable.
Right.
You can put a Lebanese person anywhere, they'll make the best out of their situation.
Yeah,
and even now, right, the country is still functioning, but there's like 4 hours on average of electricity a day. Sometimes it's hard to access water.
But jam,
you know, like basic things like that, you don't, but you still find a way and you don't complain and you stay resilient. But sometimes if you want things to change in the long term, resilience is not enough.
Well, sometimes it would be nice for resilience not just to be a baseline requirement every day.
So we often laugh at things like this lah, kan? Macam ini semua basic apa, elektrik lah, air lah, it's all basic. Tapi kenapa macam kita komplain banyak? Kenapa kita selalu komplain? And we often quarrel with each other over nothing lah, actually. Kalau tengok macam diorang kat sana they take it positively. Sampai ada tak ada kerja, tapi macam mana pun resilient some people are. Semangat hidup tu, tanah air, diorang nak mempertahankan tanah air diorang. Jadi I hope you all faham lah kenapa Palestin bermati-matian nakkan balik tanah diorang. Kau tengok macam Lebanon, one good example. Do you know that 2/3 of the resident live elsewhere in the world? Yang paling banyak Lebanese are not in Lebanon, they are in Brazil. Because maybe they can adapt to the lifestyle dekat Brazil. Cost of living pun rendah, and they eat bread, and they love bread, kan? Suka makan roti semua. So that's the thing. Aku just rasa kagum lah. Okay, kita dengar lagi a few clips.
Around 5,000.
5,000?
Yes.
But I'm told the bread is extremely affordable.
It's very cheap. Before the economic crisis in Lebanon, it used to be around 70 cents. Now it's sold for less than 1 cent.
Pada 70 sen roti, macam pizza gitu kan, roti nan.
The Lebanese economic crisis began to escalate around early 2020.
It has left half the population living below the poverty line.
A crisis that emerged from years of governmental mismanagement and made worse by the COVID pandemic, the Ukrainian conflict, and the tragic explosion in Beirut. Hyperinflation meant that at its peak, the Lebanese crown was decimated at a staggering 97%. For some time, cash became close to worthless.
Are you able to get by selling bread for 1 cent a piece?
He's thanking God for this.
Do you ever think about raising your prices, blaming it on inflation and all that? I mean, that's what they do in the U.S.
He can't. People wouldn't accept this.
Really? Dampak tu, kan? Macam mana pun dia bersyukur, and dia tak akan increase harga. Walau pasal dia tahu rakyat-rakyat dia pun semua perlu makan. And Lebanon, I was saying that Lebanese people ada yang rasa terlampau overwhelmed kan dengan how life are in Lebanon, so they move out. So ada pergi Australia, ada pergi Brazil, Okay, kita dengar lagi lah, dengar lagi apa dia cakap.
Because people in Tripoli are very poor.
For better or worse, life goes on. While some businesses have been unable to weather the financial storm, people here remain resilient, continuing to do what they do best.
People are very resilient. They do what they do best. And because of this, kita rasa macam boleh tak kita, mampu tak kita buat apa yang diorang buat. Because benda-benda macam gini, aku tak rasa semua orang mampu. Kita dengar lagi interview dia.
Foods do you crave?
I love falafel. When you eat it fresh, it's crunchy and you have all this diversity of sauces. I mean, look at this, right?
Falafel is an Arab deep-fried ball made from a mixture of ground chicken.
Saya try sikit. Ni dia berbual pasal falafel. Aku nak fast forward lah. It's a mixture of beef. Benda-benda pasal apa ni.
But you do have to eat all of this or people on the internet will get mad at you. Has made a huge impact around the world.
I'll tell you why, because the diaspora is estimated to be between 14 to 18 million people. And when the Lebanese started immigrating abroad, they brought that culture and that richness elsewhere.
So are you telling me there's more Lebanese people outside of Lebanon than inside of Lebanon?
Yeah, there's almost as many Lebanese people in Brazil than in Lebanon itself. I think Brazil is like 4.5 million.
Mampu.
Lebanon is 6 million, including refugees.
So. Nampak?
It's a pretty crazy fact, right?
Wow, diaspora getting busy out there.
As you know, it's a region
now you all know, eh? Kat Brazil aja dah ada 4.5 million of Lebanese. Dekat Lebanon pula ada 6 million population, tapi most of them are refugees. So 2/3 of the residents of orang Lebanon di berhijrah lah. Benda ni akan berlaku kalau kita tak prihatin, tak jaga silaturahim sesama sendiri lah. Kita kalau rasa macam okay, pendatang haram, datang, kita welcome all the pendatang haram. In the end, negeri kita sendiri akan dijajah oleh pendatang haram ni, macam what's happening in Israel. The Palestinian welcome them over with open arms. In the end, mereka selalu cakap, kau keluar dari sini. But Lebanon punya cerita pula, they want a better life. The Lebanese want a better life, so they go out. Pasal peperangan, all this. And things from the Middle East punya perspective, banyak orang yang melarikan diri dari mungkin daripada Palestine. Dah tak ada tempat tinggal kan, they run over to Lebanon, negeri refugees lah, senang cakap lah. Banyak negeri-negeri Arab yang actually welcome refugees. Korang tak tahu kan? This is a known fact. Bila world crisis seperti yang aku cerita tadi, bukan saja di Palestine lah, daripada dulu dia punya hospitality lebih power lah, lagi bagus daripada negara yang kita sekarang ada lah. Why I say that? Because they have they are a Muslim country kan. Kita berpegang teguh pada agama kita. Jadi bila orang susah, kita tolong kan. Tak ada rumah, datang jemput with open arms. Kata apa gitu, kata apa refugee, berapa banyak orang, they welcome all the refugees pelarian. But kita, negeri kita kecil sangat, kita tak boleh welcome all the refugees in. Kalau kita welcome all the refugees in, kita nak duduk mana? Tapi okeylah. Itu another topic lah. Although right now kita rasa macam population kita ni banyak foreigner daripada local. Kadang-kadang kita pun rasa macam kita di anak tiri kanan. I'm glad that politicians are listening lah. They are stepping up to make things a level playing ground lah for everybody lah. I really hope so because yeah, no doubt lah, Singapore was built by immigrants, tapi dah bertahun-tahun kan cerita itu dah bertepik-tepik lah, macam cerita what is happening dekat Israel. So kita jangan take peace for granted lah. Apa yang ada dekat negara kita ni, kita pertahankan. Kalau macam negeri lain nak take over negeri kita, mesti kita marah. Betul tak? Sama ceritalah. Kita dengar lagi lah sebelum aku end the podcast.
Forced people out over the years. Exactly. People felt like they didn't have any other options.
Exactly. So yeah, it's part of us. You know, Lebanon, it's a love and hate relationship. You can ask any Lebanese person, they're going to be like, I love it and I want to go back, but sometimes the instability is too much for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a love and hate. Yeah.
Well, listen, this is just our start. We're building up to one of the most iconic foods in all of...
Kadang food unite kita lah. Benar-benar macam gini, aku come across... tuna diorang yang hardship by watching video-video about street food. Didn't cross my mind that aku akan get to know what they are going through lah on their daily life and what had happened in history. So sedih lah. Korang boleh aku bukan nak promote ni channel, tapi korang boleh just
I'm on a journey.
Go ahead and story of gold. Proceed kat channel Best Ever Food Review. Kadang-kadang diorang ada very very great interview from all over the world. Like for example Africa. Diorang makan apa kat Africa?
It's looking juicy. Who are you protecting this tribe from?
They protect the community from upper sides of the mountain here, Mago, humans ago. They came to their village and they took hundreds of cow from them. That was the main reason for the conflict.
And so how do you retaliate? I mean, is it ever the case that people die in these conflicts?
Among... Okay. Ini another topic. Afrika pun ada peperangan berlaku pasal curi lembu. Ethiopia. ni... Aku kasih korang dengar lagi lah.
Africa's 54 countries, one nation stands alone. Welcome to Ethiopia. When it comes to history, Ethiopia has a story to tell. It's the only African country to never have been colonized.
He's got a lot of those.
It's a nation that dances to its own beat.
We are in the biggest open market in Africa.
Holy cow!
What's happening?
Where time seems to bounce to its own rhythm.
This place is wild. I feel like I've just stepped into another planet.
A simmering cauldron of cultures with over 90 ethnic groups.
Are you ever worried about your house burning down? Because this looks very flammable.
And then there's the food. Ethiopian food is some of the most distinct, different, and delicious on the continent.
Wow!
And here, in Ethiopia's buzzing capital of Addis Ababa, you can find it all. Starting with their iconic injera bread.
Okay, itu lain kali lah kita berbual pasal konflik ke Afrika. So dengar kan, korang dengar sendiri kan, Ethiopia tak pernah colonized macam Thailand lah, tak pernah, it has never been colonized. Thailand, yeah, Thailand has never been colonized. Okay, that's a known fact. So everybody, thanks for listening. Have a good one.